top right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome. I thought I was going to say happy birthday.
To you.
Can sip with us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm pissed off, Ashley.
You are. That was a rage ring.
Spicy.
That was a rage ring.
I was slamming the bell because we're experiencing some technical difficulties and also technical robbery.
Yes.
Robbery.
We just were shook down.
We were just, and you go, I got the receipt, $540,
like,
right?
I'm like, a little
no,
steep.
That's very, so we've never had to pay to record before, you guys, and you've heard us probably bitching about Zencastr before. We always say we're going to find something else. We've tried several other platforms. We just keep coming back because it's, even though it's not like perfect, it's still
the best of a bad
better
lot.
Of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think because if we were like a professional podcast, maybe we would have to pay, right? But
maybe.
We're just floozies. We're a bunch of floozies coming in here,
this
having a good time, drinking.
Is and always will be a passion project.
It's a passion project. Yeah. So Zencastr, where we record, is making me pay, but I wanted the basic plan.
Yeah.
And it says, so I click it and it makes me input my credit card. I say, okay, fine. Well, first of all, I said, Colleen, why do we have to pay now? Have we done this before? He said, I don't think so. But
I don't
but
know.
But I actually, the reason I moved my podcast to a different platform was because it was making me pay like several months ago.
Was it just our time?
And it's more expensive. And so I wonder if it was just our time. Was that they gave us a longer trial?
Yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Know. Or maybe we got missed and all of a sudden, I don't know. So anyway, but then all of a sudden
they're
I'm trying to
up.
Go to the basic plan and they say, oh, this is the one you want? You want this massive $540? No, I don't want that. You little piece of shit.
They auto-charged you.
They auto-charged.
They said,
and Colleen said, I'll just send this to you from the count. I said, no.
No.
This is not happening.
This is a big mistake.
It's a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my error. It's their error. Whatever. So I'm hot today.
And then there's been technology things.
And then I don't have my fucking phone. Doesn't bleep me if you need to. This is a lot of swearing right up front. But I'm hot. I'm heated. My phone doesn't work in my house. And I don't leave my house. So I need to be able to use my phone when I'm inside my home. I can like use it for scrolling things. Sometimes that's real glitchy too, which is annoying. But mostly it's frustrating when I have phone calls and I can't be on the phone. Or I'm like sitting at my desk and I'm working and then a phone comes in and I can't answer it in my office or they can't hear me or whatever.
Is
and
it a Wi-Fi issue? Do
that's
you
what
need
I don't
different
know.
Different internet?
Well, because a lot of people in the neighborhood said we had to get, oh, that was happening to me. We had to get a booster. But I don't know if when I'm on a phone call, is it over Wi-Fi or is it over cellular? I don't know. And then the other thing, so I go out into the kitchen. The phone call dropped. I'm in the middle. I'm like, John, can you give me a booster? Can you find out how to get a booster? You know, I'm dropping phone calls. I can't. And he's like, well, is that your phone or the Wi-Fi? I'm like, I think it's the Wi-Fi,
you
but I don't know.
Me,
can you just, I'm punting the ball. You fix this for me. But the thing is, a couple of years ago, he switched from Verizon to Sprint, I think, or T-Mobile. Because he was hating Verizon and the coverage.
Yeah.
I've been on Verizon forever since I've ever been, you know, in high school. Like I've only ever been on Verizon. It's always been fine. And then ever since we moved into this house, Verizon is not good here. So he keeps saying like, nana, nana, boo, boo, you need to switch over to T-Mobile onto my plan. But I feel like these are the kinds of things that like he's good at. And so I'm like, you do this for me. You get me switch. I don't want to have to work at this. I don't want to, you know, otherwise I'm going to take the path of least resistance, which is just continuing
being
with Verizon.
Upset. Yeah.
Or being upset or being pissed off.
Right. I mean, right? Verizon.
So I gave him a couple months. I said, okay, I need a new phone. I want to upgrade my phone. My phone battery doesn't hold. I'm slow. Like it's, you know, Apple does that where they like,
yeah.
When they release so many, I feel like they intentionally slow down your system that you have to upgrade.
Yes.
And so a couple months ago, I said, okay, I need to upgrade my phone. Can you get me switched over to your plan? And then he came back and said, well, have you heard that the new Apple is like overheating? There's all these issues with the iPhone, the latest. And I said, no. And so I was waiting for them to correct. And then finally, I'm just like, my phone isn't up to code for me. I need battery life. So then I said, fuck it. I'm going to Verizon. I'm just path least resistance. I'm upgrade. So now I feel like he's like, Like, he doesn't want to help me because he wants me to be like, you made your bed. He hasn't said that, but I just think that he was like, because I told him, well, I upgraded because you didn't fix this for me, right? And he's like, well, they haven't fixed the overheating issue. And I'm like, well, I'm not hearing about it. So I feel like it's not affecting that many people. Like, have you heard about this?
I have not.
It should be a major, major thing. And if it was so major, they would change the phone. So I'm guessing it's not that major of a thing. Not everybody is affected by an overheating Apple 15. I don't know.
This is a funny thing. Oh, this dynamic about internet and phones. Yeah. And we have a similar one in our house. Mm. Months ago, there was an issue with our internet. And instead of me actively trying to help with it, there's the internet and the house temperature.
Yes. Those aren't my wheelhouse.
Squarely under Chris.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just last night I go, why is Revy's room so hot? How do I change this?
I get so fussy. Yes. And I feel, especially with the temperature in our house, it's now controlled via apps that I don't have access to.
That's what John said. He goes, it's on my phone. I said, well, then can you fix it? You know, yeah.
So the fact that I can't just go to the wall.
Right. And touch
and
a thing.
Figure this out. And it's, oh God, it changes based off of when we come and go.
Right. He's got it set up on your schedule, probably. Yeah.
If, you know, depending on what Ellie's room is like controls all these things.
Yeah.
And when it's all I know is what I'm feeling in that moment where I'm at in the house.
Right.
If we're trying to get out the door on a Saturday morning and it's warm and it's already hard to get socks and shoes on, and if that effing heat turns on in that moment, I'm seeing red the temperature in the house. If I'm working out at 3 o'clock and it's stuffy upstairs.
I
feel bad because I'm like,
I'd rather just pay to AC the whole place so that I don't. But then it's like, I don't know how much that is. You know, like, they're probably trying to conserve money and be smart with funds. But I'm like such a girl of convenience that I'm like, what if I want to work out at 3 o'clock in the room that you don't have cooling down until bedtime? And then I'm miserable.
Yeah.
Just have it cooled the whole time, which probably doesn't make sense.
But it's tough because I'm like, I should just get involved. I should just get access to the app and figure it out.
Right.
Because it was never decided that Chris was going to be the controller of the house when it comes to heat. The fact that I feel powerless about the temperature is me doing that. Right. I'm just not taking I didn't get it set up. I didn't go through the work to do all of that.
Right.
Right. And then when I get fussy about being hot, I immediately get mad that I can't control it and I take it out on Chris.
Okay, but my argument there is we kind of call John's title like a CEO of the house. Like, he's like the house manager. Like, he manages the house, right? And so I feel like those things are under his job description.
Sure.
So that's why I feel like it makes sense that he, you know, and there are things that he had to get me access to, like our garage opens and closes on our apps. So I had to have access to that or I can't leave, you know? So there's that. And then the alarm thing. So there's certain things where he's like, okay, we've got this set up. Now put it on your phone. But the air isn't like a necessary thing for me to have access to.
It's way too complicated. These temperature things now. Mm-mm. It's way too complicated. Like, the fact that it needs apps and timers and this, I don't need smart sensors. Mm-hmm. I want one temperature.
Right.
At all times.
Right. Keep it at 72 or whatever.
Keep it cool. Keep the AC on. Yeah. If it's a sunny day, just blast it. Like,
right. That's the thing. I'm like, I don't want to be uncomfortable. I go to my dad's house. My dad is as frugal as they come, right? Mm. And I love that about him. I actually learned a lot about the value of money by being his daughter. But I don't like now being an adult. And unless it's like 95 degrees, all day in the summer, it's windows open, doors open with the screen door, you know, and then it's just the air temperature. And so I'm warm in his house a lot and I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like to, I can't sleep if I'm hot.
No.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Trying to go to bed if you're warm.
Right. Just but it's warm. Like his house. So I'm like, okay, keep it at whatever. But just so we know with my own spirit, right? I don't really like say anything to him about it because I'm a guest in their home. But outside I'm boiling. Inside I'm also boiling.
Yeah.
Thinking, how do you live like this? How do you live like this? You know, but it's also fresh air and it's nice and whatever.
The other thing, back to the original, it the internet and phones and Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Feels like by the year, somehow it gets even more complicated. Like right. Our Wi-Fi went south months ago.
Yeah.
And Chris was really frustrated with it too. We were both just like really, really frustrated. Mm-hmm. And the answer was get these boosters. Something else is going on. Why does everybody need boosters all of a sudden? I've heard of more people needing boosters.
Right.
Than ever before. And then our boosters didn't work. And so then we had to have a specialist come and rewire everything out of nowhere. And it was like over $1,000.
Right.
Why?
And why? Why?
Why? Why when is it was this a working thing? Just fine. Before that, it was really strange and super annoying.
Maddening. It's maddening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have time for that.
No.
You know, and it's like, even if I have nothing to do, I'm window shopping, I'm online shopping, whatever, but that's fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun to have to like tackle these kinds of things. They should just work.
Work.
We bought this house. It was the model home. So it had all these like features. One of them is it has surround sound everywhere in every home. It's got little controls on the wall, speakers outside that look like rocks, right? But they didn't tell us how to do it. There was no, so we've never once used it. We've lived here for a year and a half. We've never once used it. We have to call someone out to teach us how to use it. It's like, just, is there a pamphlet? Like how, this is a cool feature, but I don't know how to use it. And John doesn't know how to use it.
Do you feel mad every time you see those little speakers?
Yes. Yeah. Especially when we have people over.
Yeah.
And we're outside and I see the little speakers, we're having a little pool party. And instead we're using a little mobile boom box.
That's really annoying.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Man.
Anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm coming in hot. What are you sipping? Are you sipping anything?
Well, I did grab a seltzer. I grabbed a mango seltzer. What do you got?
I'm doing Lover Boy Spritz.
I asked you just the other day because I'm watching Summer House now. I'm caught up on the recent season and I'm catching them when they're new weekly. And I asked Ash because they promo Lover Boy all the time. I said, how are these?
Didn't I respond?
You said they're pretty good.
Yeah. So I do like the spritzes.
But I didn't know you like have them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the spritzes better than the teas, but I tried the teas for the first time last summer because I saw them when we were in California. They didn't have them, I don't think, in Arizona yet. Now they've got them in Arizona, but there's a limoncello that's only available online.
Ooh.
That's the one that they're drinking all the time on this show now.
Yep.
And it's join the wait list. Fine. I'll join it. Yeah. I'm going to join the wait list for the limoncello because I want to try it. I'm going to join it right now. So that's what I'm drinking is right now, passion fruit guava spritz. And then I've got blueberry lemon spritz.
Nice.
And we've got wine night tonight with the neighborhood.
Oh, fun.
So I'm just getting the party started a little early here. Mm-hmm. Just a little, you know.
Is that like someone's house?
No, at a wine bar in, you know, like a mile down the road.
Oh, fun. Fun.
Yeah, we did it with the girls a couple weeks ago, and then husbands are coming this time as well.
Okay, so it's like the be like, whole
there's
neighborhood,
like 14 of us,
or like a group.
Well, the whole neighborhood would be like thousands of people, probably.
Oh, yeah,
which is so funny that when I say that, like how big the neighborhood is. But remember, in December, I was just—it's like
very focused
six
on one part.
People,
yeah,
that were in that group that I'm not invited to be a part of, and it felt like the end of the world.
Yeah,
and turns out there's hundreds of other families. You know, but that group was very public facing. Like every time they do anything, they put it on social.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the other people are too. And I'm just not friends with them on social, but I was friends with these people on social. So I saw it all the time.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, well, how am I going to meet people? Again, I don't leave my house. So how am I going to meet people? But it turns out you just have to leave your house and then
they are.
Then you meet people. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Good
so
for you.
It should be fun tonight. Yeah.
When I was in Vegas, it was interesting because when you're playing blackjack, you get free drinks. And it was warm there-ish, but it felt warmer than it is because you're in the desert, you know?
Right.
So that's the vacation vibe. And so seltzers just were sounding good. Seltzers and champagne were all Chris and I were really drinking. He had some whiskey cokes, but anyway, whatever. The casinos must have a contract with, have you heard of Neutral? They're like a big
seltzer. Yeah. Heck yeah.
That's all they served us. If you wanted a seltzer, that's what all the Vegas casinos would serve you. And I thought, wow, that must be a huge ass contract. Or this is some kind of conglomerate where whoever owns, like call it MGM properties
like
or something also, you know, there's like, didn't they say like there's probably like five big, huge companies that basically run like 99% of everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
So someone's getting...
Like Anheuser-Busch, I feel like, is one of the big... I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, they're keeping it in-house.
They got a monopoly on... Uh-huh.
Or this neutral company just won out on this big contract, but whatever. I had not had them mm-hmm. prior, and I liked them. Yeah. I thought they were very good.
They are good. My favorite seltzers are High Noons still, yeah, but same. Neutral would be second, and then probably Loverboy is third. I feel like I'm a little tapped out on seltzers.
Yeah.
After we went so hard on them in 2020, 21, yes. 22, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we were Seltzer experts.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were.
We were supposed to be judges in Vegas mm-hmm. on some seltzers. And, you know, now it's especially like White Claws and Trulies.
Yeah.
Tastes so artificial. What I like about High Noons, and I think neutral, is they use like real fruit juice to flavor. So it just this feels fresher.
Yeah,
or
I was drinking the pineapple ones in Vegas, and those were great.
Yeah.
Those were great.
Yeah.
Well, we're here for flash faves.
Yeah.
And we have even more rants coming up. Mm-hmm. I got some flash faves for you. Do you want me to hit you with mine first?
Hit me.
So I talked about this over on Patreon, by the way. If you're not getting Friday episodes, how many more times do we have to say it?
Right.
I know there's a lot of you here that aren't over there. And you need to be both places because we cover a lot of good shit on Friday.
Honestly, it's offensive at this point. It's hurting our feelings.
Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. There's no ads over there. $5 a month. Super cheap. We are going to be raising the prices for new signups. So get in while the getting's good, right?
Right.
And you can listen to like all of the episodes that we've had over there. And there's like years now worth of episodes on Patreon. So go binge your hearts out. But I talked about this over there. It's got to hit my faves list for the week, though. Chris and I ate at Carbone.
Oh, yes. You talked about that. It was a full recap.
Full recap. I'll keep it short. It's hard to get a reservation there. We did find it just like stalking their website. So if you have a trip to Vegas, it seems like they opened up reservations like exactly 30 days before.
Oh.
So I was on their website. Like I just was checking it every day. I just got into the habit. You know, it was like nothing. And then one night at like 9 o'clock at night, it was showing reservations for 9 o'clock. It was like, exactly, right?
Wow.
Very, very, very good. These are just like some quick Vegas highlights. The Magician Study, I've talked about that. Great show. Again, kind of hard to get tickets to, so you've got to just book through their website and you'll figure it out in advance. For Chris's birthday, I got him Dream Racing. And when Chris went, he was like, that was the best thing that happened in Vegas for him. That was like so fun. He did like the drifting experience where a professional driver took him around a couple laps, like the full blown experience. His professional driver was like in the outfit, you know?
Oh, yeah. But
they're like pros. And Chris was like, if I was ever like putting on a bachelor party for someone in Vegas, like that's what he would do, would be like take all the guys to go do that because it was really freaking cool. You got to look at all like the really nice cars and there's different kinds of experiences. Like one of them is like you can pay to race. So like have...
Like he could drive?
There's ones where you could drive. There's like some... They'll like teach you and then let you loose or like have the professionals race with like...
Wow.
Right? It's cool stuff. Very fun.
Yeah.
Okay, we went to the new casino, Fontainebleau, the one that had like the big opening party that Justin Timberlake went to.
Where is it? Is it on the Strip?
It's on the Strip. It's like kind of by Wynn and Encore. It's like on that end of the Strip.
Okay.
I loved it.
Ooh.
I loved it. It was beautiful, very classic.
Is it 5-star?
I don't know how many stars.
Because remember the thing was Justin was doing the opening, but he stayed at the Wynn. Like he didn't stay at the hotel that he was there to promo.
That's so funny. I love the Wynn. Mm-hmm. I've only stayed at the Wynn one time. And it was free for work years and years ago. Mm-hmm. Like a decade ago when the Wynn was like, you know, it's still, and, I think, the nicest hotel on the Strip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
The room that I stayed at the Wynn, I was like, oh my God, it was so stunning. I loved it. But Fontainebleau is like very classic vibe. The colors I really love is like navy and gold, like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it almost seems like it has like a Great Gatsby type vibe, but it's not it doesn't go hard on the theme. The only reason I got that vibe was like the upstairs eating options seemed yeah. like that classic, like older, like 1920s, vibes. Like nice yeah. vibes. Mm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
yeah, martinis.
Kind yes. Of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we played blackjack there and then we had the best burgers.
Ooh.
Apparently there's like, I mean, there's seems like there's amazing restaurants, sit down restaurants, but we just went to the food court. We like won money on blackjack and like went upstairs. They comped our lunch. Like,
ooh,
that sounds fancier than it is. We got a player's card and they gave us food money on the yeah. player's card.
Okay,
so
okay.
we weren't like, you know, doing
they're like,
that
whoa,
well.
These guys are high rollers.
We won like $200.
Yeah,
But we went upstairs and there's this fast food like place. There's a hamburger place called Capins or something. Anyway, that hamburger. Oh my gosh, so delicious. And I loved like just checking out the property. It's so beautiful in Vegas.
Yeah. Where did you guys stay?
We stayed at Aria.
Okay. Yes, where we always stay too.
Yeah. Yeah. Free, we got free room there.
Oh, because Chris is a high roller.
He's been there.
No, I mean, his energy at a blackjack table is like he was born there. Like doing. He invented blackjack.
Yeah.
He started it. And he'll start out slow and then he'll start putting some pretty big bets. Yeah. But if he loses it, he doesn't like he's got a poker face.
Yeah.
He looks like he belongs there. And so, yeah, I just mean they see yeah. him and they say,
this guy.
Okay. Yeah. What do they call him? A whale? Like we got a whale. Yeah, he's a friend of the house. He's a friend of the house. Yeah.
One of my favorite moments was.
Good.
I just hope people can imagine it. So speaking of Chris having that poker face at the blackjack table.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd had fun. We were drinking at dinner. We were drinking during like the magic show. We were just like every night we were just vibing and we were at a table that was like starting to vibe. We were having fun. Both of us were a little buzzed. And whether you know or how to play blackjack or not, so you have your hand, you're, you know, and it's your turn and you say, I'm going to stay or I'm going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or you can do mm-hmm. some other fancy moves like split or whatever. So
right.
the indicator for when you don't want to take a card or like if you don't have the opportunity to do any other plays, you stay. And the motion is you just sort of wave your hand yeah. from left to right. I'm right. staying. Right. That's right. the move. That's the dance. You're doing this dance every time. And that's what everybody does. It's a very basic.
Right. Flick of the wrist.
Uh-huh. So Chris is a little buzzed. We're having fun.
I love buzzed Chris. Oh my God.
Chris and I, when we're playing blackjack, we don't talk a lot to each other because we're mm-hmm. like focused. Mm-hmm. Like we don't like to talk to like other players or even the dealer or each other all that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and if it is, it's like small.
Yeah.
So, but we're just like talking and vibing and breaking all of our own rules, and they get to Chris to stay out of nowhere. Instead of doing the left to right, I'm going to do it for Ash, and then I'll explain what I'm doing. They go, sir. And he just gives this giant bold thumbs up. Like
which
Donald
he
Trump
was thinking
or something.
Meant stay. like it's like, I'm good. Did you start laughing?
Yes. I looked at him like, who is this? Who brought happening? Him?
What the hell? Who is this him? Guy? Is your first day?
Like a 5-year-old.
Aww. Did he catch him? Did he start laughing too? Like, whoa, yes. I don't know what just happened to me. I don't know what took me over.
We could not stop laughing for like an
it is,
hour.
It's like, and it's almost like tell me you're a dad without telling me you're a dad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. I've got like, imagine he says, I'll be right back. I've got to go potty or something at the table to the dealer. You know what yes. I mean? Like that's the like thumbs up, bud. Good. Hey, good job, buddy. Oh, Chris. I can only imagine. He's like, whoa, what just happened?
Even the dealer was like,
what?
Sorry, what? Looking good.
Yeah, looking good. Oh, wow. Nice, Chris. Nice.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that was
anyway. Okay, and then two things I'm watching right now.
Mm.
That or watched and watching. I'm late to the party on this. The Twin Flames documentary on Netflix. Did you watch that?
No. What do you mean? Have we talked about it?
It's so good. I feel like I saw it trending a lot, like in the fall of last year. So it's been out for a long time. It's a cult documentary.
Oh.
10 out of 10 recommend. It's terrifying.
Do you know what platform?
Netflix.
On Netflix.
Oh, yeah, you've got to watch it. We got sucked into it. And then we finished it while we were in Vegas. And I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, it's very, very wild. Wild. And just terrifying. And this thing is still raging. This cult. So
really? It's still.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Cult documentaries. If anybody's got, I'm always interested. If anybody's got a good cult documentary, email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com.
Yeah, you like cults. I do. She's a big fan of cults.
I'm a big fan. If you got a good cult I can join.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit me up.
Especially if they do thumbs up things.
Yeah.
She really likes that. I've had this in my notes forever because I just added that Twin Flames to my notes. And I don't remember what this was for, which is why I've never brought it up on the podcast because it's not probably going to make sense or be funny. But I wrote down, and I think this is actually back to potentially when we went to Tahoe for Chris's birthday. And I have in my notes, it says, I said something absolutely ridiculous, made no sense. And then this dude said something totally normal. And Colleen said to him or about him, you're sloppy. And I put it in my notes because we probably laughed so hard. Like, I was being ridiculous, as I am, right? And then this guy says something totally, and because you're my hype girl, like, oh, that guy is sloppy. Like, just so I wish I knew the exact context of that, but I keep it in my notes because every time I think it or read it, I smile because it reminds me of you. Like, you have these witty, like, zingers sometimes. And I don't even know the context of it. It reminds me of your wit and your zing. I don't even know what it is about specifically. But
I like the idea that you have something in your phone that every time you see it, you think of me and smile.
Yeah.
That's great.
You're sloppy.
You're sloppy. That guy.
You're sloppy. Yeah. Anyway.
I can't remember that either, what that was about. But
well, we were drinking, which is why I try to put things in my notes when I'm drinking because I will not. Yeah. And I'll do like specific, like especially for the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll say, here's a favorite. But if I just put a random thing, I won't remember. So I have to say like, i.e., like it's usually rants and raves, i.e., this is the exact scenario that pissed me off or made me happy or whatever. Because otherwise, I won't get it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, and then the very last thing, show that I'm watching. This, I don't know, Ash, if it's going to, it's, okay. So far, so good. I love it. One of Chris's podcasts said it was the favorite show. Like, they already know that it's going to be one of the favorite shows that they've watched in 2024.
Whoa.
It's a little Game of Thrones-y, but not Game of Thrones. It's like samurai type, but it's beautifully shot. It's really intense. Great acting. I think this is going to win like a lot of awards. I think it's a limited series or something. So it's going to win all the things in that category likely. It's called Shogun, S-H-O-G-U-N.
Oh, Shogun. I've never heard of it. Okay.
And starting to get very, very good. It's very good. So
where is that? HBO or something?
Where are we watching it? No, I think it's like
Hulu. Have you heard of Apples Never Fall?
No.
We started watching that. It's not very good, but
Hulu. Shogun's on Hulu.
Okay.
Shogun. Set in Japan in the year 1600. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This Japanese lord is fighting for his life. His enemies unite against him. It's great.
Okay.
It's great.
All right. Great. Did you try the floor?
Not yet.
That'll be for when you know.
I needed that reminder, though. I needed that reminder.
Okay. Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm going to factor that in to my schedule.
Yeah. Good.
Just like I factor in, so easy to factor in all the stress-free food that I'm eating with Factors. Delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. There's a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie, depending on how you like to eat, and more than 60 add-ons available every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. Chris and I
our Factor customers. In full disclosure, we were able to try Factor for this podcast. Mm-hmm. And then I signed up as a paying customer because I loved it so much. I love how everything, it's ready, like heat and eat. Two minutes. Until you're ready to eat these puppies. And they're delicious. I love the feeling of knowing that I've always got like lunches ready to go for me, or if we're out and about in the evening and I need something that's like no fuss, no mess. It eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Heat and savor.
That's the end of your thing. Heat and savor.
I don't know. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking.
Head to factormeals.com/withus50 and use code withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code withus50 at factormeals.com/withus50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Heat and savor.
I was like, oh, and that's it? That's where we end. Okay, my turn. So Factor is one of those things. I've been getting Green Chef and I hate it. I love it. But some, like last night, I did not want to cook. I've been in I don't want to cook phase, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just want to heat and savor. Yep. And so I need to actually start my subscription for Factor as well. Because they have sent us some stuff too. And everything I've had tastes delicious. Yep. But they also just send like a total variety of things. Yeah. And some of the things they send, I'm like, I'm not interested in tofu really. So they do have tofu options.
But if you went in and picked it all, you could.
Right. If I picked it all, then it would. Yeah. But everything I've had is quite delicious. All right. My faves. Okay. Best thing that I've ate. These are, they went kind of viral on TikTok. So they're a little bit hard to find now in stores. I feel like Whole Foods carries them. I get them at Sprouts. I saw Wegmans has all of them. The brand is called Fruit Riot. Ooh. It's in the frozen fruit section. And what it is, it's either grapes, mangoes or pineapple frozen, sour coated. So they squeeze them with lemon juice and then they put like sugar on them.
Ooh.
And so I love like popping a couple of those at, I don't know, there's something about sour where you can't overeat it really, you know? Yeah. There's a couple of them. So I do it after dinner and I just love, it's like sour on the outside and there's like a kind of a, something about the lemon juice, the way it freezes, it's like a little bit of a hard-ish shell.
Ooh.
And then the fruit on the inside. I don't know.
Yum.
Love them. So if you can find Fruit Riot, they're like neon yellowish green bags. And I find them next to the like frozen fruit section. So nice. Check them out, guys. The best thing that I read is I am a huge Abby Jimenez fan.
Yes.
She's the one that did Happily Ever After playlist, A Life's Too Short or something, whatever.
Yep.
I those three books in that series, I feel, or the first two were 10 out of 10, then maybe the third one was like 9 out of 10, whatever. And then I've read Part of Your World. I've read every book that she's put out so far. She just released like last week, this book called Just for the Summer. And I talked about it on stories. It's the best book that I've read in a couple of years, I think. It's just like a very sweet love story. There's not a single sex scene in it, even though it's romance. And like sometimes I like a couple, but I do not like straight up spice. Her other books had more sex scenes in it for sure, like racy stuff. But I like character development. I like a humor. But a lot of times people will say that a book is really funny. And then I pick up the book and I'm like, oh, we just don't have the same sense of humor. Like you like stupid humor and I like witty, smart humor. So like books. And also I think in print, it is very hard to make me laugh out loud.
Yeah. It's
like
harder.
Just writing is, it's hard to make you laugh, right? And I did LOL on this, but it also touches on mental health and some just stuff. Like one of the characters grew up with some really, not abuse, but like neglect and just whatever. And then you kind of see it play out in her adult life. And I don't know, it was really beautifully done, made me cry. I thought it was just going to be like, oh, is this too rom-com-y? Like it's all too feel good. It's not all, it gets a little rough. Loved it. I read it in 2 days. Probably would have been faster if I wasn't traveling and like hanging out with people. The best thing that I've watched, we talked about this account a long time ago. It's We Rate Dogs. And on Instagram, they used to just like put pictures of dogs up and have funny captions. On TikTok, I haven't checked if they do it on Instagram, but he starts out And it's always the same guy. And he goes, the dogs were good again this week. And here's our top five. And then he goes through and he shows videos of like the top five dogs of the week. And they're just random things. Like sometimes their dogs don't want to get out of the pool. There's this one lab. He comes out and the mom's like, come on, Brutus, get over here. It's not work. Come on. I got to tell you off. And he looks at her. He climbs out the steps. Okay, get over here. Let me tell you. And he goes, and he runs and leaps and flies and jumps into the pool, you know, or it's like a dog that rescued animals or a dog in that had a, you know, disease and whatever. They also have a lot of merch, which I think I want to buy you and I some because it says, tell your dog I said hi, which I just think is like cute. And all, I don't know if it's all proceeds, but a lot of their proceeds, he'll do the top four. And then before he goes to the top one, he'll say, before we get to the top one, and he'll say what the merch was able to cover the vet bill. And he'll tell a story of a dog that they were able to cover either the adoption fees or heart surgery or, you know, whatever kind of recovery they need. So anyway, I just love, because they make me smile. Sometimes they make me emotional. It makes me very grateful for dogs, which we've always been grateful for dogs, but after having kids, I feel like I don't give dogs as much love because I'm just distracted by kids, you know?
Totally. Same thing happened to me.
Yeah. And you don't think it's going to, if you don't have kids and you're a dog, you like don't think it's going to, but it then will. Like you just have no choice.
Yeah.
Because kids are so consuming.
Yep.
In a great way. And in also a, whoa, this is a lot way. But anyway, my kids are kind of coming out of that super intensely needy phase. And so I've been able to love on Roka again more. And that feels really nice. My favorite product. So I've talked about this on stories. So some of you guys I know go there and are here. I might have talked about it here too. The brand is Color Science. Have I talked about this? Tinted SPF here?
I don't think so.
Okay. The brand is Color Science. It's on Amazon. It's called like Premium Beauty or something like that. It's $50 for the thing. So it's pretty expensive, but you only have to use a little bit. It's tinted SPF, but because I used to use Dime's tinted SPF and I really liked that, but I found out that that had pore clogging ingredients and I never really had an issue with it. But when I deep dove that Emily Morrow's page that I told you guys about, she said this one is all clear. So non-commodogenic, clean,
whatever. What's the brand again?
Color Science. And I use the Flex sunscreen in the color medium. When I was in Denver, both of my friends have different, like I would say Raina has more olivey undertones. Allie is probably more fair than I am. All three of us, it worked great on. So it's, and then I have my friend Heather that I've been walking with. She's been using it. Now, it's not a moisturizer. So I put it over my moisturizer. Heather was using it as a moisturizer and she said it was too drying. So today she mixed it with her moisturizer and it was great. But a little goes a long way. So the thing will last you a long time. But I love, like, I don't like wearing makeup that much, but I do like just kind of evening my skin tone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a huge fan of that. Did you find it?
I did. Yeah, I have some of this, but not this kind. I have like the glow one.
Is it and tinted?
It is tinted, but I need a little more coverage. But it's shiny. It's not.
Yeah.
I like the brand, and a little does go a long way. But yes. I usually have to add something to it.
Yes.
Like I combo it. I'll do like mostly that, and then I'll add like a little bit of actual like foundation.
Foundation.
Just to
yeah.
Give me a little more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can get it on. That's where I got mine, Amazon. Okay. The best thing that I sipped, we went to Denver last weekend. And I thought about you. I thought about you a lot because we were texting. You were on your own trip. But specifically, we went to this bar and they had spicy pickle juice shots. Well, they had regular, nice. Not spicy as well. And we asked what it was. So they had regular and spicy and it was little shots. And we said, what's the liquor in here? And she said, vodka. But it reminded me of you because you introduced me to whiskey with picklebacks.
Yeah.
Not every bar has pickle juice, but a few places in Denver did. And we loved it. Like mixed as a beverage, mixed pickle juice with vodka was so freaking good. And then they put tahini on the rim, on the spicy ones at least. And we licked it and sipped it. And that's all at one bar. That's all Raina had. She loves gin. She ordered like this gin with egg white foam on top, whatever. And she's like, I don't even want that, this pickle. And so she just was drinking that. And then we went to the next bar. And she got it like in a martini. She was like, can you put this in a martini glass instead of a little shot glass?
Whoa.
And so now I'm saving my pickle juice because I'd also heard, and I don't know if this is true. Have you heard pickle juice? Like you take a shot of that after a night of drinking, it's supposed to help with hangover.
No.
I haven't vetted this out, but I have heard pickle juice is supposed to be like a hangover cure helpy thing. So I figure if you're drinking that, then
that
you're
helps.
Gold. Yes. I mean, you're gold. I don't know. But it's so tasty. So if you, because it sounds weird. So don't knock it till you try it.
Right.
I also think pickle juice and whiskey go very well, but I like the sipping the whiskey. I don't know if I would like them mixed.
I like love it the separate, pickleback. The experience yes. separate. The pickleback mm-hmm. is classic for a reason.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But with the vodka, I don't like vodka. I'm not sipping vodka. You should shoot me in the head if you ever see me sipping. You'd say, what the, who's
I
taking over your body?
I don't understand just sipping vodka.
Who likes I vodka?
Don't get it.
The flavor of vodka is probably my least. I would probably rather sip
excuse
on.
Excuse me.
Okay, this is, I almost vomited when I just said that. Bless you. I was going to say I'd almost rather sip on diarrhea. That's not true. I would rather sip on vodka.
Oh my God.
But they're very close.
Ew.
I do not. I know the visual.
The visual is like disgusting.
The worst. Disgusting.
I can't believe that came out of your mouth.
I can't
or
either.
Or thought about going in your mouth.
But I was trying to paint the picture of how much I despise vodka.
I think you did a good job of that.
Okay.
I think you nailed that. Yeah, I know. We get it.
So I'm not sipping vodka, but I did like it mixed with pickle juice. You can't taste the vodka at all. But yeah. The pickle juice tastes bomb.
Yeah.
So if you've got a pickle jar container at home, try it.
Yeah.
Give it a try. Also, have you heard of Waterboy?
No.
This is my last fave. Waterboy is an electrolyte drink. And a few years ago, they reached out and they wanted to partner like in an influencer thing. And I was like, I mean, electrolytes. Also, the Waterboy name, I don't like. I'm good. No, thanks. But I've been hit by some ads recently from them. And they broke down what makes them different in the electrolyte department from other like leading electrolyte companies. So I bought them. I bought the variety pack on Amazon because they have athletic recovery and they have weekend recovery, which is specifically formulated for those of us who drink.
Okay.
And so they have a lot of electrolytes, more than any other electrolyte brand on the market, which is like sodium, potassium, something else. I don't know what the electrolytes are. And then in their weekend recovery, they also add L-theanine for calming because a lot of people get anxiety after they drink, I'm thinking. And then they add ginger for tummy soothing, apparently. And they use pink Himalayan salt. Like the ingredients are really good. They have no sugar. I think it's 10 calories per stick. I got the variety pack on Amazon of the weekend recovery because they were out of athletic recovery. But I like them. It's not too salty because a lot of the electrolytes that I like now have a lot of sodium in them.
Yeah.
It's not too salty. The flavor's good. It's mild, whatever. So if you're looking for something, and I took one today because we're going out tonight. I took one preventatively, you know, like let me pre-hydrate before I go deplete
Smart.
Myself. Yeah.
Smart.
Anyway, so those are my faves.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Oh. Well, here's what you've been missing. On another round.
Mushrooms can be like really healing if done in the right way.
Is that legal for them to just have a vendor?
That's what I was confused. I don't know.
And very edgy, this pop-up.
Very edgy, yeah. And then they had a heroin section and they had all the, you know, and then there was a meth lab. You could make your own meth there with Walter White.
Yes.
And the whole nine, you know, the Winnebago.
Like you set the expectation that this is going to be the best thing I've ever had. And then at the end of the day, it's just pasta. But they have a lemon cheesecake.
Oh.
Chris and I had this cheesecake and he agreed. He's like, this is the best dessert like I've ever had in my life. We both agreed that next time we're just going to the bar and ordering cheesecake.
Sign up now at patreon.com/youcansipwithus.
Ding, ding, ding. It's time to bring it home.
It's time to land the bird.
Well, never mind.
My rant was going, it had to be the technology. So we did that at the top of the show.
Next week, we're going to play. Remember when we played the hotel prices game where we like talked about what does a thing of Pringles cost if you're getting it from the hotel room?
Oh, yep. I do.
Do you remember playing that? Uh-huh. We're going to play again. I took a picture of the prices of the things at Aria because we haven't played it since the big inflation spike.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Holy hell. Not that we are, you know, but like, I want you to think about what would you think a razor cost?
from the Aria hotel room. Just think about that. That's going to be what you marinate, not like not for the whole week, but just like things like that.
We could also do that with airport pricing too.
Oh yeah.
I bought the a bag premium. Of beef jerky. Yeah. I didn't know. I just thought, well, in case I get hungry, let me buy a bag of beef jerky when I was traveling to Denver.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the price. I just like, I thought, well, this is reasonable. I can't, you know, it was like $15.59 for a 3 ounce bag of beef jerky or something.
Insane.
I was like, what is,
oh,
what
if you need to buy like Tylenol at the airport.
Oh my God.
They're going to get you.
They've got you right where they want you. They're like, these people are desperate.
Desperate. They're about to get
charge on a plane. Whatever because they're going to pay it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal. Okay, I'll think about the razor.
When's the last time you played a slot machine?
Chris's birthday, probably. Two years ago.
I don't know like my slot machine things. I don't play slots.
Right.
I play blackjack. I don't like slots all that much.
Yeah, it seems so anticlimactic. And like there's no skill involved.
No,
like,
you're just.
It's just 100% luck,
you're just
it feels like.
Hitting a button, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be a bigger story. It's going to be a rant and a rave. So Chris likes to play slots every now and again. And I will say we had a casino night with our friend Jeremy for Chris's birthday in January. And Jeremy likes to play slots. And after blackjack, I went and joined, like Chris and I went and joined Jeremy. And we were playing like this Frankenstein game.
Yeah.
And it started to get hot. And then the Frankenstein, we were in these bonuses. And there was lights and sounds.
Wow.
And the Frankenstein guy was getting mad. And it was a riot. It was so much fun. I was like, oh, this is why people like slots. But
yeah.
So I was trying to recreate that a little bit in Vegas where I was like, I want to find like a slot machine that was as fun as the Frankenstein game.
Mm-hmm.
So I put in $50 into a slot machine and I'm thinking, okay, and then it's all digital. So I'm trying to figure out how do I bet like 50 cents, right? Because I don't want it to go too quick.
Right.
So I hit a button and hit spin and Chris is like, no. I bet this is my rant. And I swear to God, they couldn't make it more confusing. They could not make it more confusing because what the numbers that you're betting on, it's like credits, not money.
Right. So it's very confusing.
And then there's
yes.
like five different choices.
You're right.
In one foul swoop, I did a $30 bet on a slot machine and lost. Just boom, gone.
Oh my God. And they thought, oh, we've got one here. We got a fish on the line.
Yeah.
Reel her in.
No, just gone. I was like, no.
Oh no.
No.
Were you able to recover?
No, I lost it all so fast.
Oh God.
Chris said, had you won though?
Oh, it would have been freaking
$30 with one hit.
Yeah.
But we did find this Buffalo game.
Okay.
And it's like these, there's all variations of it. It's very popular. So I was like, we had lost on the blackjack tables. I'm going to try slots one more time. I put $50 in this Buffalo game. Oh my God. I hit these things. I hit these bonuses within 5 minutes. I was up. I recovered the $100 that I lost in blackjack and won $200 on top of that. Just these buffaloes were going nuts.
They were going crazy, the buffaloes.
Every time you hit buffaloes, they start charging.
It was buffalo.
And then I hit this bonus thing where all the eagles and all the dogs were turning into buffaloes. So then I got even more. It was great. The other thing they started doing at the Aria is as you're playing blackjack, that for $20, you can get a massage, like a 10-minute massage. And it was well worth every dollar.
At the table.
You're sitting there playing blackjack, getting a really excellent massage. And it was so fun. It was so fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway.
So that's your rant and rave packed into one?
Yeah. It's a little more Vegas theme because it was such a fun trip.
It was so fun.
Yeah. What's your rave?
My rave is, so I had, it's like, I don't know how to, like, if I was writing you an email, I wouldn't know what to subject line it, you know?
Yeah.
I have a friend that there was a miscommunication, not really miscommunication. Things were happening and it made me feel some type of way about it. Mm. And I started pulling back and I was talking to my therapist about it. And I was just, you know, I could tell it was like my insecurities. She was acting in a way that was pulling on my insecurities, I feel like is what it was, right? But what we do on the surface, if I had not had any of my life coaching work or my thought work, I would be like, what she's doing is wrong or inappropriate or whatever. That's what our brains do. We don't like to act like anything is our fault. And so we just say, this is uncomfortable, therefore it must be wrong or whatever.
Sure.
And I know I have enough awareness to be like, this is my thought.
but why is this my thought? And then like kind of dissecting it and looking like it's my insecurity. And one of the things for me is I need to feel wanted or needed or special or chosen. And I wasn't feeling that way. Mm. And I had a conversation finally. So it's been, you know, a couple. And so I felt myself like just putting distance. It was like, there's a little bit of a wall there because I really what it was is like this wounded, probably little Ashley inside didn't feel safe with her. Mm. Right. And I'm trying to work through it because I'm like, this is messy pain. I know this isn't her issue or whatever. Anyway, we ended up having a conversation about it because, you know, it just kind of came up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sure you could tell. I pulled away, whatever. And then I was able to talk to her about it. I'm like, this is why I was feeling this way. This is what was happening. And I know it's not really your fault. I know it's my insecurity. And like the conversation went so well. And she's also, she goes to therapy and she's done a lot of work as well. And we were just talking. She was like, you know, had you or I not been doing this kind of work, the friendship probably would have ended. And I just think about like how many other times that that's probably happened in my life where people that I really loved, it ended on kind of a miscommunication or on someone's insecurity. Cause I'm not choosing this. I would not choose to feel the way that I'm feeling, but I'm feeling it very deeply mm-hmm. and it feels real. And I just felt so grateful when people can hold space for you. Because I also think what she said is like, had I not done the work, I would be very offended by what you're telling me right now. And then I was explaining kind of what happened with my other friend. And she's like, yeah, I would get defensive if you were telling me that. And I talked about this book called The Four Agreements. And one of the agreements is take nothing personally. And he kind of explains why nothing is personal. It truly isn't, but we take so many things personal and it has nothing to do with us. And what he says in there is like, it's not that they hurt you. It's that you have a wound and they touched it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what it was like, I have this wound of really needing to be needed and wanted and special. And she touched it. She rubbed up against the wound. And so then it's like, my default is like, okay, well then space, like whatever. So I guess my rave is like, one, being able to communicate. And also two, a friend holding space for you to be messy. Because I do think as humans, we're messy. And a lot of times either you put up the wall and you don't have the conversation because you think it's their fault, or you could just be shameful and judging yourself and trying to stuff this down, like stuff whatever it is. But your brain is 100% always on your side. It is doing the best that it can for you all of the time, even though sometimes like you can pull out a thought and put it, I do this with my clients. I'm like, okay, pull that thought out and look at it in your hand. Does you conscious you believe that thought? And it's like, no. A lot of times it's like, no. So it's like a deep internal trigger that happened years ago that you as an adult now do not believe, but it lives in your body. And it is so powerful to be able to put a voice to that and not judge it. Because truly, I can't judge myself for doing that. There's nothing really good that comes from self-judgment. Two, I'm not choosing this. I do not want to feel this way. But if I can like look at it, understand it, it'll help me see my triggers. But I just felt so grateful that one, she didn't write me off. She mm-hmm. didn't move into her defensive state because it really had nothing to do with her. Although when I'm saying things are, it's like, you did this and it hurt my feelings. Our brains are going to go into defense mode, but it had nothing to do with her. It was a wound that I have that she touched, whatever. So, and now I'm just feeling so much relief from having that conversation, from not having to have a wall up anymore, from her allowing me to be messy and not judging me in turn. I don't know, just that whole thing. I just had so much gratitude for it.
Working and through it together.
Yes, working mm-hmm. through it. You know, and like you have to do that a lot of times with people that are life partners and spouses and stuff. But with friendship, sometimes I think we think it's easier to just not say anything. But sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
You know, and also if I wouldn't have worked through that this time, it would have come up again with another person. It would have, you know. So I know it's a skill that you cultivate. And so it's, you know, I don't know how relatable that is to anyone listening, but I just felt really great and peaceful and lovely about the whole
talking,
thing.
Like working through it, it like stops the echo of it because mm-hmm. I feel like we make things so much bigger when we don't work through it mm-hmm. and we yes. let it echo.
Yes.
It's either like choose to work through it or yeah. turn it off.
Yeah.
Just turn it right. off.
Right.
Because if you leave it on and you're not working through it, it's just echoing everywhere with mm-hmm. other people, with other, mm-hmm. like, and like.
Yeah, bouncing just, around in your brain. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes mm-hmm. it so much bigger.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of a weird rave, but I have felt just so much relief and peace from that. So it had to be.
I love it. Well, this week. Go.
We love you.
I was
guys.
Just going to say go crazy. Remember when you started this episode out with happy birthday? Happy freaking oh yeah. birthday to any of you.
Happy birthday.
Celebrating
yeah.
or not celebrating the universal birthday that apparently is today. Mm-hmm. But we love you. Slam we the five stars. Tell a friend. You can sip with us always and forever. And we'll see
you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day mm-hmm. out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.